This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And my first guest of the second hour is Dr. M. Sanjian. And I have to tell you something. This is a fascinating story. He's got a three-part series on PBS, and it is called The Waterhole. And it's sensational because it talks about how animals in the wild in Serengeti actually go to this water hole that they created, and they monitor how the animals interact with one another. We're talking about giraffes, lions, warthogs. It's unbelievable. Then from Barn Rescue in a brand new season, John Taffer, Alveda King, who is the niece of Martin Luther King, has a brand new song out that she has done with Kathy Lee Gifford, and Dr. Aron Jasudian will be here to talk about hepatitis B. And that's all this hour with Ron Segi.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. I am very excited to talk to our next guest. This is a fascinating story, and he is a fascinating individual, too, I might add. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Conservation International. Since 2017, he is one very well-heeled man in the world of wildlife and medicine. And PBS, in partnership with the BBC Studios of Natural History, are going to be premiering a three-part special series on PBS. It's called Life at the Waterhole. Joining us right now is Dr. M. Sanjian. Hello, Doctor. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm great. Thanks, Ron, for having me.
I read about this, and it's fascinating. By the way, this premieres May 19th through June 2nd from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS, but check local listings because they may change. Tell us about this remarkable experiment. You built an artificial pond, and you loaded it up with all kinds of submerged and waterproof cameras in Tanzania to watch the habits of wild animals, giraffes, tigers, everything that you could possibly think of in the wild, to see the way that they actually communicate and deal with one another in a wildlife scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is on the edge of one of the great wilderness areas of the Serengeti. That's where you see those huge wildebeest migrations, you know, 500,000 herd of wildebeest thundering by you, that sort of thing. And we went to a particularly dry part of this giant ecosystem on a private reserve where there was already some conflict between wildlife and local communities that were living on the edge of this reserve. where wildlife would come in near their villages or near their communities, and there was conflict at the water holes, right? That's where wildlife like elephants and lions drink, but it's also where the local people have to take their cows to drink as well. And so as a way of alleviating this pressure, this reserve decided, why don't we build a water hole near this dry area or in this dry area as a way of reducing that tension so that wildlife have a permanent source of water they can rely on and they know it's there. Well, we thought, well, this is an amazing experiment. When you get to do this, why don't we put cameras on this thing? Why don't we, you know, wire this up? You know, we had 20 cameras, you know, 5 miles of optical cable snaking across the savannas. Let's sit and watch this over many months to see what happens. And, you know, I mean, honestly, when they asked me to do this, I thought, well, this sounds really interesting. I've never done a show like this before. And I didn't know what we were going to find. You know, most of these shows, you kind of have. I mean, you're not going to get someone to greenlight a project unless you have a pretty good, you know, inclination that you're going to bring home, you know, something.
Right.
I didn't know what we were going to bring home. I mean, what happens if we built this pond? It's actually more like a swimming pool. It's about the size of a swimming pool, and nothing shows up.
Nobody came.
Well, the good news is that within 45 minutes of the water being in there and we retrieving to our hides, you know, 45 minutes, we had our first visitors.
Wow.
It was a family of warthogs, four of them. And then from that moment on till the last moment I was there, we had a steady stream of amazing wildlife.
Now,
and they didn't just come and drink. They came, they hung out, you saw the behavior, they took naps, they chased each other. I mean, you watched that evolution through time.
That's what I wondered. Was there any conflict? I mean, you have elephants, warthogs, giraffes, monkeys, big cats. I mean, did they commune together or were they fighting?
Well, that's part of what we wanted to study. We were taking very careful records of when when wildlife would show up, what would show up, who would they show up with, you know, how long they would stay. So what you started realizing is that none of these animals are acting independently. They're acting as part of a community. And you're really seeing that community, you know, just like you would at a local bar or a local watering hole, you know, right there in Orlando or, you know, wherever you might be. You know, you started watching communities go together. When you saw the impala, you knew the zebra wasn't far behind. When you saw the giraffes out there, you knew there were no predators anywhere nearby because they have such great eyes. They would spot those predators.
Wow.
And when the lion would show up, you know, no one else wanted to be around.
Right, right, right.
So you absolutely saw that behavior. And we got so much surprising, you know, data out of this. Like if I asked you, what do you think came to the water hole the most? If you had asked me this, and I spent a lot of time in Africa and around the world, I would have said something like maybe buffalo or something. You know, they drink every day. It turns out that the most common visitor to our water hole were hyenas.
Really?
The hyenas didn't come there to drink. Yeah. Like, they were there. They came frequently. Like, frequently. Now, they didn't come there to drink, which is sort of surprising. And you realized after a while, hey, sometimes they drank, sometimes they went in the water. But most often, they were there to watch. You know, it was like basically going by the mall every day to see what's on sale, even if you're not buying. They were window shopping. Right? Right? They were window shopping. They were seeing who's weak, who's sick, who's injured, who do I have to follow back into the bush to, you know, make a meal out of tonight. So we did the same. We said, well, let's follow this hyena pack, see where they are living, see what they're up to. And so we wouldn't just stay at the waterhole. We would take these excursions. I worked with an amazing cameraman by the name of Bob Poole. And Bob would follow some of these animals back to their den or back to their hunting grounds to see what they were up to.
I tell you, this is fascinating. I cannot believe this. Now, let's talk about, you mentioned you were there for a month. You were there in three periods. You were there in the middle of the dry season,
yeah,
the hottest time of the year, and the height of the first rains. Now, when it rained, did they still go there?
Well, that's what we wanted to see. Like, who would still keep coming and how would it change? I'll tell you what. So, I just have to be honest about this. I did three trips there. I did not stay personally the entire time. As the host, believe me, you know, we get flown in and sort of dropped in and dropped out to some extent. Now, when I was there, I was there. The crew had to stay for months at a time. But I had the pleasure, I guess, or, you know, I had the opportunity to come in to, you know, capture some of that behavior and get it on film, and then I'd come back. when I came back during the wet season, I couldn't recognize the place. It had utterly transformed. If I showed you those photos side by side, you wouldn't believe they were the same place. I mean, you had emerald grass. You had wildflowers as far as the eye could see. I mean, the place just came alive. And you had huge herds of animals all to show up, but not coming to the waterhole per se, but really spreading out across the savannah, making use of the available food and water that's out there now to have babies, to mate, to, you know, sort of make a living.
Now, you mentioned before it's like a watering hole, a tavern. Did you find similarities between this wildlife, all these animals that were there in the wild, and the human race?
Look, you could speculate endlessly because, you know, you got to know some of these animals and you got to know these characters and they reminded you of your friends or people you knew in your family. And, you know, we had troops of monkeys that would come regularly, baboons as well as, you know, vervet monkeys that were quite common, regular sort of occurrences at the waterhole that spent hours there. So it would be hard not to anthropomorphize, right? It's hard not to say, my God, that reminds me of Uncle so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest sort of notion that you realized is that none of this stuff happens on its own, that wildlife really is in a community, just like humans are.
Yeah.
You know, we don't function that great on our own. We want to be part of the community. That's why, you know, the lockdown's been so hard. You know, it's, you know, not because we're all terribly social, but we do need our social interactions, and wildlife need that as well. We also went and visited with the local people who live in this region and to see their lives and to see the challenges they face, you know, as rainfall patterns change, as water becomes scarce, and understand their community. And that's a very relatable challenge if you've been in any part of rural America. Their challenges were exactly similar to what I had heard from ranchers in Montana, for example, right? They deeply loved the land. They understood it. They knew it. They were fearful about what was going to happen to it in the future. And they were just trying to make a living.
Is the waterhole still there?
Yeah, the waterhole is still there. You know, the Muiba Reserve really did build that because they wanted to attract more wildlife into this part of the reserve.
I have never.
So they didn't take it down when we left.
I have never met a person that has enticed me more to watch a television show than you just did, Doctor. I want to tell you, this is unbelievable. It's called Life at the Waterhole. Now, it's a PBS 3-part special series, and it's going to be airing Wednesday, May 19th to June 2nd, 2021, of course, from 8 to 9 p.m. Check your local listings on PBS in case it changes, but you got to see it's called Life at the Waterhole. I cannot wait to watch this. This is really great. Congratulations on this, and Doctor, you're fascinating. Please come back anytime you want.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, you too. Dr. Sanjayan has been our guest, 3-part documentary special series, Life at the Waterhole on PBS. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
8813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, several years back, in fact, according to my calculations, probably about six seasons back when it comes to television business, our guest was on with us introducing a new show. Well, I got to tell you something. The new season of his show, the seventh season, returns this Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on the Paramount Network. It is called Bar Rescue. Joining us right now is John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rod. It's been too many years.
It has been too many years, but I want to tell you something. In the interim period, you have done one terrific job. I mean, this show is like the number one show on the Paramount Network. I mean, this is great for you. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Rod. You know, I never thought it would run this long, buddy. I honestly thought I'd do a pilot and go home. Who would have ever thought that right now, as we speak, as a matter of fact, I'm going to do my 194th episode today. So it's been a heck of a run.
It has been a marvelous run, one that you are certainly are proud of and have the right to be. You're an author, now in the podcast business, a philanthropist, a business consultant, a TV personality, an executive producer. And I got to tell you, John, I'd love to run down some of the past awards and accolades that you've had over the years, but there's too many to mention. And I understand going into another franchise called Marriage Rescue?
Marriage Rescue, is a new show that we've done on Paramount, and it's, you know, sort of my direct style of trying to help people with marriages. And we did 12 episodes of that, 6 episodes of that show, and I'm excited about it. We'll see. Either we'll do more of those or more Bar Rescue next year. We'll see which of the two makes sense. But both of them are very similar. You know, I love helping people work through problems. I love leaving people in a better place. It's very inspiring for me. So whether it's a business owner or a married couple, to me, it's the same principle. I'm there to try to help them.
Yeah, but how much different is it to when you're talking about a bar and a marriage? I mean, a bar you can control. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, marriage is very similar. You know, and when you take a look at what makes a business work, it's very similar to what makes a marriage work. You know, continuity, belief in each other, commitment, sacrifice. These are all the things that make a marriage work and make a business work.
Yeah.
You know, I found that accountability and being responsible for one's actions are the single underlying most important factor in both.
Yeah.
Whether it's a business or a marriage. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two.
Yes, you're right. You got some common denominators there. Now, this season, you're going to include some celebrity guests, too, right?
Oh, we are. We start with T-Pain Sunday night, which is really exciting. And then Marshawn Lynch is an amazing story of a very colorful NFL player who opened a bar in Oakland, his hometown. He named it after a friend of his, a teenage friend who was killed, and filled the bar all with ex-cons and neighborhood people who need a second chance. And it's just an amazing story of a guy who really is trying to help his neighborhood and help his old friends in the neighborhood, but the bar's a mess. So I went in, and it's a heck of an episode. A lot of fighting, a lot of confrontation. But, you know, sometimes when you do these rescues, Ron, I teach them about business, and they teach me about life.
Yeah.
And that was one of those episodes where I learned an awful lot as well. One of my favorite ever. I think it's the third episode this season.
You know, I got to tell you something. I think that a lot of people that get into the bar business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because they have so much fun when they go to a bar, but they don't have the business acumen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a bar, running a bar is not very social. There's a lot of paperwork. You got to manage beverage costs, food costs, labor costs, insurance, utilities. It's a tough business. And if people get into it because of social motivations, I always tell them, build a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper.
I remember you telling me that once before. Now, you had a couple of new businesses endeavors that you started, Taffer's Mixologist and Taffer's Tavern, which I understand that you can get a franchise for if you, you know, qualify, obviously. But I love this idea of Taffer's Mixologist because you get all of these mixers that are already in the bottle. All you got to do is add the liquor.
Yep. So 2 years I worked on that project. I wanted to create the greatest mixers in the world. So we have seven flavors. They're in Walmarts nationally. And I'm really, really proud of them. They're in glass bottles, so they're hot filled, so there's no preservatives in them. And they're sweetened with monk fruit, nut sugars. And I'm really proud of it. And then we just launched Taffer's Seltzer, Taffer's Craft Carbonated Cocktails. And we're in five states. That's 5% alcohol. And that's a seltzer that I'm very, very proud of. So we've been working on a number of things, but, you know, I tend to keep it pretty slow, Ron. It has to be something that excites me to do it. And the mixers took me 2 years before we'd get them to market.
But, you know, when you say you take it slow, you have your hands in a lot of things, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for being able to juggle all this, in addition to the work that you do for St. Jude's Ranch for Children and the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I don't know how you have any time to relax with your wife and your daughter.
I don't. Fortunately, I love my work. I love the charitable work that I do, and I love it so much that it takes up almost 100% of my life. So I don't have a lot of time for personal things, but, you know, I do what matters to me. And giving up some personal time to help a Ronald McDonald House or help the St. Jude's. And now I'm very involved in something called Keep Memory Alive, which is the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in Las Vegas with Cleveland Clinic. And, you know, we believe we're going to find a cure to Alzheimer's. So there's a number of charities that I'm involved in, and most of my personal time goes to that type of work.
John, you got to do me a favor, okay? You have to be able to come and visit us, not every six seasons, okay? I mean, you really got to come back because you're quite a guy, and I enjoy this show. I mean, I'm not in the bar business, but I am in business, and there's so many similarities that you have with no matter what the business is that you're in, and you know that being a consultant. So you got to do me a favor and return sooner than later. You know what I mean, my friend?
It's a deal, buddy. I promise.
Okay. And the new season of Bar Rescue, the seventh season of the show, returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Paramount Network, and it stars our guest and friend, John Taffer. John, thanks for joining us. You're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it. Quite a guy. Talk about someone who keeps busy. It's him. He's got so many things going. He's got these new endeavors that he comes up with. He's got, of course, now, as I mentioned before, the seventh season of Bar Rescue. And now he's got a marriage rescue, which is doing well for him, too. But I don't know how bar business and marriage business can coincide, but apparently he's found a way to do it. You know, we talk a lot about our website, ronsedgy.com. And that's a site that you can go to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. But another site that we have that we mention lightly during the show, and that is called SedgySings.com. I don't know if a lot of you know about it, but back in 1972, I had the honor of being nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards. Now, you know, we didn't win it, but just the honor of being nominated was really great. So I got interested in doing live performances and for many years did it with a relatively small group. Well, the past 4 or 5 years, I formed a 15-piece orchestra, and we have had all kinds of success and great welcomes in so many of the places that we have played. So if you get a chance, check out SedgySings.com. That's SedgySings.com. And maybe one day we'll be coming to your town. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tear gas and water cannons have been deployed by riot police in Paris against protesters that are demonstrating in support of the Palestinians. Paris has a ban on social gathering. Some demonstrations in other French cities were peaceful. Other marches were held in London, Berlin, and the Netherlands following a week of intense fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. Some of the outrage directed at Israel follows the destruction of a high-rise building in Gaza City. One of them housed the offices of international media companies, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is calling the bombings a clear act to stop journalists from reporting on the conflict. Also targeted, according to the Israeli military, the home of a top Hamas leader. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who is that? We lonely people who
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And that is the voice of our next guest. That's a beautiful song. And it's a brand new song by our guest, Dr. Alveda King. Hello, Alveda. How are you? Do you mind if I call you that or should I call you Dr.?
Alveda is just fine. And hello, Ron, to you and all of your audience.
Well,
hello.
Thank you so much. And thank you for recording that song. That's a beautiful song. And we didn't play the part, we will later, of the other person that is singing in there, and that is the effort of not only yourself, but also Kathy Lee Gifford. How did that whole thing come about, Alveda?
Several months ago now, during the COVID pandemic, and some of my grandchildren were here at my home, and over my mantle is a very big portrait of the name of God, and certainly Yahweh being God. And she
right.
said, well, who's Adonai? And I said, my master. Your master, you're not a slave. I said, well, not in today's human context, no. I said, I serve Yahweh, and I want Yahweh, that's God, to have his way in my life. And so I was, at that time, meditating on God, began to write down the lyrics to the song. And I talked to Dr. Chris Leader, my manager, my advisor, and I showed him the song. He says, maybe we need to get up Nashville way, up to Franklin, to Ian Eskelin's studio, which we did, and you know, Ian wrote, God is on the move,
yeah.
on the move, hallelujah. So we went to his studio. While we were there, we went out to dinner, celebrating a little bit of some birthdays and things, and Kathy Lee Gifford walked through the restaurant. And so we embraced, hug, oh, I love you, and you're so great, and yes, God is good, and you know. So what are you doing here? We told her about the project, and she says, well, you need to say, yes, Yeshua in your song. And I said, hey, that's right, okay. So she began to leave. I said, catch Kathy and say, come by the studio and you sing Yes, Yeshua. So Kathy and I've been writing songs since 1974.
Right.
My first song, Let Freedom Ring, by Alveda King, right? So I've written many, many songs that I sing, sometimes produce a little more. So we went to the studio. And that is how Your Way, Yahweh, was birthed.
Well, I have to tell you something. I've been in the music business for a long, long time. And that is one of the most well-produced songs I've heard in a long time. And the beat to it, I mean, you cannot sit down when you're listening to that song. I was playing it in the studio just about an hour ago, and some of my staff came in, and before you know it, I mean, they were like, you're going crazy. That's fantastic.
So let me say this, since you really know music. And I had Ian and Barry in the studio,
yeah.
had some great background singers who are really singers in their own right, Ursa and Bose. And so I said to them, and they heard me, we wanted to do a fusion song, and that means you mesh different genres, as you know.
Right.
So I said, I've got to hear Africa because of my grandmother's ancestry. I've got to hear Ireland because of my granddaddy's ancestry. I've got to hear the Native Americans because of my mother's ancestry. Because, you know, I believe we're one blood and one human race.
Right.
And I say, we've got to have all these genres. And along with it being hip-hop, which is a boppy song, it's a bop. I said, but we have to worship the Lord. And I said, Ian, I have to hear the 747 take off. I just have to. So we're in the song, and you can hear all those genres nest in one song, which makes it interesting. And then Ronnie's song gave us a little bit of the beat. He's a great producer friend of mine as well. Ian and Barry put that song together. And you could hear, when you come out of the names of God, you could hear the 747 take off in Ian Eskelin's voice.
I got the chills when you said that, because getting my start in broadcasting and top 40 rock and roll radio back in the 60s, I mean, that song could go to the number one spot on the top 40 chart. I mean, it's that good. You've done a heck of a
job. Well, you all, please get people to listen to it and say they like it and however that works in that world, because I've been in the industry for a long time, but it really, people need to hear it, and they need to take off into Yahweh. They really do.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's done fantastic. The instrumentation, the arrangement is sensational. By the way, I failed to mention that Dr. King is, of course, the daughter of the late slain civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King, and the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, and currently serving as a Fox News Channel contributor and the host of Alveda King's House on Fox Nation, which I understand is doing fantastic.
Really is.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And I'm the pro-life voice across America and around the world.
And the 2021 recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. And quite a career you've had, Elvita. Also served in the Georgia State House of Representatives, accomplished songwriter, singer, and actress. And you are one busy lady.
Well, I'm 70 years old. I'm a female. Usually we don't tell our age, but I don't mind.
Good
because otherwise nobody could see how all that could happen. But I've been living long enough to work it all in. So that's how that goes.
Now, I can appreciate that situation. If you last long enough, you'll do a lot of things. You've done a heck of a job with this.
Thank you.
Is it difficult to live, and I know it hasn't been in your case because you've been so successful, but were there times that living with that name, I'm sure many times, was an asset? Was it ever a liability, Elvita?
Never for me. It could be, but it's for me because I always know that God is working with me in my life, so it has not been. But the greatest challenge, because people know me kind of as a conservative voice. I believe in life from the womb to the tomb and all of that. So people would say, well, Martin Luther King would not agree with you. And they want to argue with me. I say, read his words. We're one blood, one human race. We need to forgive anything that happens to us, and we need to love each other. I bring that message back, and so that's the way I move through life.
Well, you know, and that's a difficult situation to put you in, almost an unfair situation, because even though some things stay the same, our country is just a tad different today than it was 50 years ago. And that's not really fair to you, because I don't know if the good doctor and your father would have even agreed with some of the things that are happening today. So it's a tough one.
They would not, and they weren't even political. Martin Luther King Jr. was an independent. He was not political at all. My dad was not political.
Right.
My granddaddy a little bit more. And I have been in politics, but today I'm just trying to get us to all realize we're one human race. We need to learn to live together as brothers. And Martin, he said brothers, and I'll say and sisters, or perish together as fools. That's my message. And I wanted people to bop to that message and to be encouraged and let their hearts be lightened, especially with all this pandemic stuff. So that's what Kathy and I are doing. We want to lift our spirits and bring some hope. That's our desire.
See, we need people like you on the forefront. I'm not saying that because you're on the show with us. And I really believe, Elvita, that people like you that we need to listen to. We don't need to listen to people that want to get us all worked up. We want to listen to peace and calm. And songs like this do it. I love this song. I am not kidding you. I think this is great. How long did it take for you to do it?
And that was in 2020 when I began to meditate on Yahweh. And then Kathy brought in Yeshua, Jesus. And you can hear my voice say King Jesus in the song. So several months, I would say, before I actually first wrote it down on a piece of paper, then put it in my phone notepad, then sent it over. So a few months, but not too long.
It is available online, as all songs are today. It's a little different, no record stores and things like that. I wish you much luck with it. Now, Doctor, you have to do me a favor and come back again, because every 30 years is just not going to cut it for us. We need to have you come back again, because you're a great talent and have a great message that we need to pass on and on and on.
Well, let me say this. I'll give you a little secret, so stay tuned. We're working on a new song. So I don't know if Kathy will be on it or who, maybe somebody else that everybody knows and loves to hear sing. But we are with Ian and Chris and Barry. I'm working on a new song now. So I won't say any more, but listen out. Stay tuned. And I believe that you'll like the next one, too.
I would be crazy if I didn't mention the fact that I'm a singer, and I work with a 15-piece orchestra. And whenever you need a singer that my orchestra is available or I'm available, you just let me know. We do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a tour. So if you ever need somebody to be next to you in a studio, you let me know.
I will not forget. I love big orchestra, big band sound. I know they do fantastic stuff with all these computers and things, but I like that live sound.
There's nothing more exciting than being in front of the trumpets. And Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Again, the name of the song is Your Way, Yahweh. Get it. It'll put energy into your life. And I look forward to your return, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your Way, Yahweh by Dr. Elvita King and Kathy Lee Gifford.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo.
That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. This is a very staggering statistic I have in front of me, and the fact of the matter is we're hearing so much about the pandemic that we forget about other healthcare illnesses, and one of them is hepatitis B. May, by the way, is Hepatitis Awareness Month, and here's a statistic for you. 2 people die each minute from hepatitis B worldwide. To talk to us about it is Dr. Arun Jasudian. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about what exactly is hepatitis B. I hear so much about it, but really don't know that much about it, and I probably am one of many.
Yes, hepatitis B is a virus that infects your liver. It can cause a chronic infection, meaning you can get this virus long-term. And when you have chronic hepatitis B infection, it puts you at risk of developing liver failure or liver cancer, one out of four people with chronic hepatitis B can die from those major problems. So it's a severe infection. Fortunately, it is preventable through vaccination and prevent you from getting it in the first place.
How do you get it? And is it catchy?
Hepatitis B is highly infectious, even more infectious than HIV. It's transmitted primarily through blood or body fluids. And so some common modes of transmission are through sexual intercourse. If you if your partner has hepatitis B, they might not know they have hepatitis B because they might not have any symptoms or been tested for it. People who use intravenous intranasal drugs are at risk of getting hepatitis B. Healthcare workers, first-line workers who are exposed to a lot of blood and body fluids can get hepatitis B that way. People with other infectious diseases like HIV. People with certain chronic medical conditions like kidney disease requiring dialysis. So there are a lot of different ways you can contract this virus.
Now, Doctor, I assume then it's not hereditary.
In most cases, it's not hereditary. The one exception is that if your mother has hepatitis B at the time that she gives birth to you, some children get hepatitis B that way. That's a major cause of hepatitis B worldwide, especially in parts of the world like East Asia and Africa.
Now, you mentioned the fact that it is a disease that can be controlled. There's no cure for it, but you can control it. Why is that the case? I mean, here's something that we've known about for 40, 50 years. Why does the vaccine does not permit it to be cured? I mean, there's no way of getting rid of it completely. You just have to treat it?
Once you're infected with hepatitis B and you have a chronic infection, very difficult, if not impossible, to cure with the medications we have available. However, if you are vaccinated against it and you never get infected, that's the best way of preventing hepatitis B. But once it's in your system, it really takes hold in your liver cells. And although medications can stop it from replicating, we have not yet figured out a way to get all of the virus out of your body once you have a chronic hepatitis B infection. Really best to prevent it in the first place through vaccination.
What are some of the symptoms? You mentioned before that you can have it and not even know it. What are the symptoms?
So many people who are infected with hepatitis B have no symptoms whatsoever, but they do get the infection. If you do develop symptoms, it could be things like jaundice, so yellowing of your eyes and skin. You could get fevers. You could get nausea or vomiting. You get pain where your liver is and the right upper side of your abdomen. Those are some symptoms that are commonly reported if you do develop symptoms.
Now, how do you recognize that? I mean, those are pretty generic. Is it probably more caught as far as whether or not you have it or not with just a general physical examination or a visit to the doctor's office? I mean, a lot of people have those symptoms and just write them off. Jaundice could be, I'm assuming, could be gallbladder too.
You're right. Many different things could cause those symptoms. So then you would detect the infection through blood tests. Blood tests can show if you are currently infected with hepatitis B, if you have been in the past, and also whether you are immune or not. And if you get vaccinated, you would be immune. And some people who get an acute infection recover from that and have some immunity as well.
Now, they tell me that three doses are normal, but now there is a new emphasis on a two-dose vaccine option. Is that the case?
That's correct. The old hepatitis B vaccines require three doses given over 6 months. So it's a long series, and some people were having difficulty completing that and getting fully protected. We now have a newer vaccine called Heplisav B. This is a two-dose vaccine that completes the series within a month. So you're fully immune or protected after your second dose at a month. And that is really a great advancement in vaccines. It's why I've partnered with the makers of Heplisav B, Dynavax, to raise awareness about hepatitis B and this vaccine. If you're wondering whether you have any side effects after the vaccine, really only mild in general, things like arm soreness, fatigue, or headaches, but generally not expected to have any severe side effects.
I would assume that frontline workers, healthcare professionals, are probably more at risk because you're dealing with syringes and blood tests and so on and so forth. But aside from that, who's at risk for hepatitis B, other than somebody that obviously is in the medical field?
Anyone unvaccinated potentially could be exposed, and that exposure risk goes up if you are exposed to someone else's blood or body fluid. And again, we're talking about could be sexual transmission. It could be sharing drug paraphernalia. It could be that you get hooked up through your bloodstream to a dialysis machine because of kidney failure. It could be a workplace exposure, like a healthcare worker. So there are different scenarios where it could happen, but it does involve blood or body fluid contact to transmit the virus.
Actually, I think as dangerous is the fact that there's so much exposure out with the pandemic, you know, to get vaccinated. Of course, shingles, they talk about vaccination there. There's a lot of different ailments that we have that are in the news that are promoted to have vaccines for. But I never see anybody say, go get a vaccine for hepatitis B. Why is that the case?
Right, and I think what we do in terms of public health is lagging a little bit what we know about this virus. So we've focused for many years on just the highest risk population, but in reality, we have safe and effective vaccines available, and we can reach the general population, prevent what can be a deadly disease, particularly now that we have Hepatitis B, which is the one-month, two-dose vaccine. I'm hoping more and more Americans will be vaccinated, protected, and we'll see less transmission of this virus once we get more immunity.
Very important. Doctor, where can we go for more information on this? This is something that needs to be promoted.
You can go to the website HepatitisB.com for information about hepatitis B, about how to protect yourself, and about the vaccine itself.
Our guest has been Dr. Arun Jasudian, and very important information regarding hepatitis because May is Hepatitis Awareness Month. Doctor, please join us again.
Thank you very much.
And there's something else to worry about. This is important stuff here, and the good doctor has many of the reasons why we should check into a vaccination for hepatitis B. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Book, fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include the legendary Barry Manilow, comedian Louis Anderson, author and professor and attorney Alan Dershowitz from NBC. New book he has out right now, Dr. Torres. Dr. M. Sanjayan from PBS. John Taffer, the star of The Bar Rescue. Alveda King with a brand new song out, and Dr. Arun Jasudian. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.